Blog post number one of Ligaya, the way of joy. Realize your full power, your full potential, and find joy and self-love in being you. I was thinking for a long time what my first blog post should be about. Yoga, fitness, nutrition, they are all equally important to me. And after starting and deleting a text again and again for a couple of times, I decided that my first blog post should be about my big why. The big questions, what gives me the drive, what motivates me, what I want to share with you in my work as a health coach. I support and inspire women to realize their full power, their full potential, and to find joy and self-love in being themselves. I know there are many women, perhaps too many women, who haven't reached yet their full power, who haven't realized their full potential. But what is holding us back? I think there are many reasons, and we have all different dominating ones. But a lot of times the feeling of not being good enough is the one which occurs with all of us in the same way. We feel we are not enough in what we do, in how we are, in our appearance. We always find something that diminishes our value, even if others see it in a different way. We put ourselves second, not first. It's hard for us to say no, to stand up for ourselves. We only see the things in our bodies we don't like instead of complimenting ourselves for the things we do appreciate about ourselves. And because of that, it's hard for us to accept compliments and even to accept love. I invite you to look at you and to ask yourself, do I like what I see? I invite you to touch your body and to ask yourself, do I like what I feel? Ask yourself, in what kind of relationship are you with your body, with you? And then remind yourself that you are enough, just the way you are. Change is growth. Years ago, I was haunted by the feeling of not being good enough. My body was never good enough. Everything I did was not good enough. I struggled a lot with my self-image, the way I see me, and with an eating disorder. I reached a point in my life where I thought that I would never be able to change the relationship towards myself. Change felt impossible. But after working a lot on my mindset, I've learned that change is impossible. Even though change is never comfortable. Because it means you have to go out of your comfort zone, the zone where you feel at home, where you feel safe, because it's familiar. But after you did this step, you will discover a new comfort zone. And step by step, you are growing. And this is a beautiful process. I dedicate this post to all of the beautiful women out there who can relate to those feelings, have faith in the process, and look forward to discovering yourself in a new way. Get to know yourself better and learn to love yourself exactly as you are, in your full potential, in your full power. Get out of your comfort zone and grow.